Yes, dude. Sean Connery was like on record.
Yeah,
being
that
like,
shit's so awesome.
Slap.
Yeah,
you slapper.
Gets to a point where they won't listen to reason.
Yeah,
yeah. That point is when they're born.
And it's like it's, you know, probably here's the thing. You obviously can't do that, and it's a shame because I think a lot of bad guys ruin that for
everybody. With great power comes great responsibility.
I mean, again.
He's getting his balls broken, dude.
Yeah.
Like, oh, your wife's hanging out with Mr. Anaconda again. Yeah.
Every day. Posting a picture with Mr. Anaconda.
If you're like a 70-year-old white guy, it does kind of suck if your wife's constantly taking pictures with giant black guys. He's getting ribbed. That's the thing. He's like, I'm getting ribbed.
Mm. Yeah.
Stop.
It's like, yeah, everywhere I turn, people are like, I get out of the limo at Mr. Coon's house. It's like,
anal fuck 6'9".
Hunter is...
Password anal fuck 6'9".
He is an archetype of Delaware residents.
Yeah,
he
really
like,
is.
Has all the money in the world and also shoots coke.
And like, fucks his niece. Yeah.
I don't know, that might just be him.
It was his niece? Well, Joe Biden did, in fact, molest children.
Yes.
You can't say he sexually did, but he definitely bothered them. He bothered them to an extreme level, which technically is molestation.
Definition of molestation, he's done that.
Yeah, he bothered kids immensely, which is makes him a molester in the classical definition of the word.
Yeah, I mean, there's a montage. I've seen it.
Yeah, he's literally molesting kids.
Illegal's just a sick bird over there.
That's why I don't like legalizing prostitution. It makes it harder to kill them. It's the
split
ultimate.
Them open, cut them open like a tauntaun and sleep inside of them. I'd like to cut open a fat hooker and sleep in her.
Under a bridge, yeah. Just fucking...
She's a big, great big fat person.
I got a pee-pee.
Jamaican maids. They're like Jamaican, you know.
Jamaican be crazy at
night. Yeah, yeah. At the... like the, what are they called? Nursing homes?
They were hitting her with some dead legs.
Yeah. And
she would act up. They'd go, bumba cot.
The one nurse that told my mom a funny story, she was laying with her.
Yeah.
And then my bubs goes, what are they going to say about us? And she was like, what's that? And she's like, me laying here with a black man. Just like a lady.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Dude.
You'd be like, yeah, that's kind of weird. Like,
I don't know, man. I thought about it. I don't know if it's that weird. Do you want to get some nine? You want to try
or just be
it?
Like, my cousin does that. He's
You got to eat.
He's wild.
He's wild. I tell him, I'm like, you got to fucking knock it off.
Like, I like blondes, big tits. He likes 9 year olds. And, you know, he's crazy. Look,
he's crazy.
I can get him over here. You should meet him. He's crazy. But
yeah, he's going to bring some over. I'll tell him that. You want me to bring him?
Yeah.
I would bring him.
He's like, oh, I'll bring him over here. I think they're like 12. Damn.
Good Lord. What do you do with it?
I mean, dude, it's also going on globally. Like, they're definitely selling kids into sex slavery all over the world. So you're
probably significantly more than anywhere. The U.S. is probably pretty good about it compared to.
Well, dude, imagine you're meeting the other leaders in parts of the world. So you're a billionaire in the United States. You're like, yeah, we can't fuck kids here. We don't fuck kids here. It's wrong.
Damn, think how crazy the other billionaires must think that is.
Yeah, then you go
a billionaire in Thailand, just like, wait, what did you say? Like, yeah, we can't even fuck 9 year olds.
It's like. What? Don't judge me, dude.
By that. He was like, him and this dude and this chick were all hanging out, and they all started having sex, right? Mm-hmm. So he was on the box, and the other dude was doing PIM.
Yeah.
And and he was like doing his thing, pumping away, right? And like, she was blowing the other dude. And then she like sat up and was like, switch. And then the dude switched from PIM to PIV. And then the dude I knew went up to PIM. And as soon as the other dude started plowing, she forgot he was in the room, and he just stood there with his fucking wang out while this chick was just gone off the dong.
Oh, no.
God damn it.
This is why you don't partake in this.
He just stood there, and she like stopped blowing him and everything. It was just gone.
Oh, the dong just took it over?
And he said the fucking jackrabbit came out and was just like, bop, 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 bop.
There was a guy, I saw a video of a guy claiming that he would go around, pay homeless people $25 for their Social Security birth date and all this stuff. Take out credit cards in their name.
Oh my God.
And cash advances. Oh my God. He would just get like tons of money from all these people.
Oh.
And then he would get a cell phone with that money and put it in that guy's name as well and hand that guy the cell phone. And then somehow he would set it up to where he would do like a purchase, but it went back to that cell phone and the police would track it and arrest the homeless person.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
And I put on a condom. I was going.
Well, that'll do it.
And
I
started.
That's a guaranteed no.
That's a boner trap.
But then I was like, hey, could you help me out? And then she just ripped the condom off. I was like, wait, that's not what I meant.
No, that's great. No, condoms are literally for the horniest dudes on earth.
Chill.
If you're wearing condoms, you are a pedophile.
You're a pedophile.
You are a pedophile.
Yeah, they're for pedophiles.
If you wear a condom, you are a absolute sex pest predator. You're the horniest guy ever. Who are these guys for fucking with condoms on? For real.
This dude, you know this dude?
Yeah.
He claims that someone told him. He's like, dude, my boy guy was getting a blowjob under the L. And then he reached down in the middle of the blowjob, felt in between the legs, going for a little pussy, felt a dick. And I was like, bro, nobody would tell that story. That was you.
Yeah, it was definitely that.
It was obviously you, bro.
That's so
yeah,
funny.
That's a that's another urban legend. Like, yeah, the dude just like didn't come out for a month, didn't talk to anyone, but yeah, eventually he came around.
Turning into a fucking Penske, dude.
Yes.
He became Homer Simpson. He became a Penske.
Looked like he was picking up kids for school, bro.
Did you see
him? I didn't think the hand was real.
The hand was fucking pure yellow.
Dude. I just thought they started embalming his ass.
He boozed so hard, he turned yellow and died. Yeah.
Like, 20 minutes before that, it's like, I hate the word allowed. It's like, dude, you shouldn't be allowed to drink because now you're yellow dying in front of your kids.
I saw him hitting that tumbler like in the first couple episodes. I was like, this dude has
they kept it in. There's one part where they're doing an interview at his house and he's like, do you want a drink? Because I'm certainly gonna have one.
Yeah.
Was he sipping on vodka or tequila?
In that video, I think it was whiskey.
Yeah, it was brown liquor. It was brown. It was some kind of brown
liquor. That's a whole other thing, dying from like brown liquor.
Dude, imagine that.
Most people move towards vodka.
He's literally laying in a bed. He's fully yellow. He's Homer Simpson. He has a mask on, so it looks like Homer's mouth.
Yeah.
He's laying there like looking into the eyes of his children and they're like, all right, say goodbye to dad. He's like,
this dude that lived in America, could have had a sweet life, grew out a devious goatee, took his whole family to Acapulco. He's like, oh yeah, we're so cool, we let our kids curse, and then he died.
He took them to Skankfest, Mexico.
Yeah, they're very guilty people.
They need, well, that's because, again, it started with George Floyd, dude.
True.
Everybody, whole world. America dictates the entire world's culture. So when we had race wars, every other country had to be like, oh yeah, we're racist too.
This is what I'm trying to see the world.
Like, Australia's like, what we did to the Aboriginals was so fucking
what did they do?
Evil.
There wasn't that many of them.
They wiped the boys out.
Yeah.
They gave him a whooping. Well,
dude, I watched.
He said, hey, you better get out of here.
Go down to the park, you grab them.
You fuck them?
They go, hey, man. Get your fucking hands off me, man. You fucking.
That's just. You know who did that? I'm not kidding.
The stench of a homeless
guy? You
know
who did that? I'm not kidding. The dad from Alf. I'm not kidding.
What? Nah, he was at a crack house.
Yeah.
He was innocent.
He was at the party.
And then it turned out.
Yeah, you got to do stuff your girlfriends like to do.
It turned out, despite that he was married, he had an extramarital relationship with a guy.
Homeless guy?
And they would go and get like homeless dudes and wash them up and like fuck them.
And didn't that guy die?
They're just there to just fuck. They're like cows. Died. Homeless dudes are just the cows for the slaughter.
But there are, it's funny because there are black people who aren't good at dancing and they kind of like.
Just do they lean back.
They just lean back or they'll sit. I mean, yeah, they could just sit there, you know. Exactly, like they had that thing on them. Like, I would dance, but I got a fucking gun.
Yeah, I can't.
I brought a gun to this party.
Drop this and have it discharge and kill someone here.
I've been the spearhead of many false claims myself. Tom Hanks, I'd like to apologize for calling you a pedophile.
Yeah, Tom Hanks. We obviously apologize. Obviously, Jersey Drake. We obviously apologize.
We're sorry.
Who else? Hillary Clinton. We're not sorry, baby.
Nah, you definitely took boys from Haiti, dude. You took little kids from Haiti.
Gardini?
I have no idea.
Gardini?
No apology.
No apology to
you. We know what you did.
That can be a hub sometimes.
It is a hub. It's a hot spot.
What happened? You just saw like the little message from the gas station TV screen. It was like fucking Puerto Ricans. Yeah, you're like, oh shit.
A poorly African American woman was making hoagies slowly.
Nice.
And a white man clearly on heroin was not happy about it.
Really?
She was doing a little too slow for his heroin. And he was like, fucking Aunt Jemima, better hurry it up. And I was just like, oh, shit.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just looked. She was eyeing him. Oh. He was so fucked up. And then I watched him walk outside and take his clothes off. It was crazy.
Also, imagine being too slow for a dude on heroin.
He was heroin's probably the. I mean, it's.
He might have been methed up. He might have
certainly
been
heroin, but yeah,
speedballing.
He was shirt off screaming.
He so wanted to slump, but he still wanted to. That must be crazy when you're speedballing. You're like just like this, but you're like, hurry up, hurry up!
I got so much stuff to do.
Come on, I'm late.
I got to scream in the parking lot. Hurry up!
Interviews the guy, and he's like, "Dude, like, what's going on?" He's like, "Yeah, it's just like mainly like people coming on kids, like babies."
Holy
and then
shit!
They say he walks in the house, and 5 minutes later. Lead bullet. Pew, pew.
Cops have to break the door in and go get him.
He hit him with the.
I'm surprised it's not.
He hit him with the. Betcha I don't go to jail. Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not every one of those dudes get caught on YouTube. Like, hey, you're trying to meet a 13 year old girl. You told her to put a hairbrush up her vagina.
Shit.
Yeah, we can't.
we might be breaking even on that.
The whole time I was going, let me upgrade you.
Mr. Steele, your girl coming in going, I noticed how much you were hugging your son. How would you like to try that with an adult man?
We're on the cutting edge.
But, yes, it is a horrible crime to commit against any ladies. So yes. It's good that we don't do it. No. I just wish they'd show some appreciation for the fact that we stopped beating the fuck out of them. I seem to get, you know, I seem to be a little cocky these days. And
I love video games, and I've broken a controller for every console I've ever had, you know? And I love video games. You know what I mean? I love video games. I'm not hitting you at all.
You got to go to fucking work. That's why I like Chinese dudes. That's why like I talk about it on stage a lot. It's like, you know, with play dates with kids. Like my daughter like there's a Chinese kid in her class, and I hang out with him and his family because like, first of all, I've never met his, every other parent is like available for a play date at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
The Chinese are not. They're working. Mom and dad work.
Yeah.
We should just, yeah, that'd be a nice little undercover op. Just like meth them up and be like, yo, that's the Canadian border. I bet you can't get in there.
I was thinking about just shipping them to my enemy's houses.
Like
if somebody I don't like.
Talking about like ordering one up and being
just
like,
going to downtown Austin, get a mega bus.
Yeah,
that's cheap as fuck. Go, yeah. You guys are headed to the town of one of my. I'm just going to lower the property value in whatever town my enemy lives in.
And this is kind of what politicians were doing.
They were really doing it, but just, I'm saying you can do that at a personal level.
Oh, you could for sure.
You can just get them on a bus. I'll give each of you $100.
Yeah.
Pretty classic, dude.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Just going, dude, I like to get sucked in limos.
Suck it on me.
I get sucked on a limo on the way to Mr. Coon's house.
Bummer.
Bro, we went from Boise, where the whites are definitely holding down the yard, to then Portland, where the whites are still holding down the yard, but they're nasty, evil whites.
True.
They're rotten, crusty whites, dude. It was Portland fucking is crazy. Portland's a good city. It is a great city. We had a different experience. We had a very nice experience. I tried to Portland. Go back to that same bar and got fucking murdered. That bar was right next to the venue. It was nice. Yeah. That's
yeah. No. Let's go asset for asset for this 8-year-old boy.
Yeah.
They'd be like, "You want $50?" I'm like, "Yeah." Like, all right, you owe us $290. I'm like, "Sure." Oh fuck! What have I done?
I remember hearing that somewhere where like the Pope was very close with the Jews. And every time they decided to kill a bunch of Jews, he had to like meet with the guy and be like, "Hey, man,
my hands are tied.
It's tax season.
Yeah. You guys know how this goes. It's tax season. There's gonna be some real unhappy people. So they're gonna take it out on you."
And I farted on stage, and then I was like, "Oh, fucking reeks!" And then I was like asking the front row, like, "You guys smell that? What the fuck is that?" And then there was a big fat guy, and I was like, "It was you for sure. Look at you. You just did that.
That's evil."
Yeah, you're evil, bro. He was so wearing evil, my t-shirt, dude. And everything. I was like, so "God, evil. This guy fucking
fuck
farted.
You.
That's treason.
That's genius, big guy code,
I know.
Bro.
Evil genius, though. That is evil genius. To get ahead of it, propagandize
the fats,
fart,
the fats, be like,
it was you.
The fats are so quick to turn on each other, dude.
Well, it was like
so quick.
It was like a sewer pipe burst. It smelled so bad.
How bad was the fart? Was it like it stunk that bad?
It was really bad. Yeah, it was one of the worst things to ever leave my body.
You should have slipped 100 in his hand and be like, "Brother, sorry about that." After
no,
show,
yeah. He was with his girlfriend. I was like, "Does he fart all the time like this?"
She was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Yeah,
of course he does. Look at him." Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so sick.
That's evil, dude.
Yeah.
It is. I will say, the quickness of getting ahead of your own fart and be like, the fuck is that?
It's
so funny, dude. God damn, dude. It was definitely you.
Yeah.
Did he ever cop to it or was he like, it wasn't me, it wasn't, or was he just laughing?
No, he was loving it.
I told you that one before, right?
What?
I've copped to farts.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big guy. You get blamed for the fart.
So he was like, fuck it.
I was at a, we were at a girl's
house.
You've
green miled out. You've been just.
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Your mouse dies because you farted so bad.
I took a, we were at a girl's house in high school.
Ooh.
We were in her basement and.
Stakes couldn't be higher.
A dog took a shit in the other.
You got blamed for it.
The dog took a shit and someone was like, what the fuck is that smell? Did you fart? And I was like. Yeah, I did fart. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had farted. I had farted during the time in the basement. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I farted, but that's not me. It smells like dog shit. And they're like, ew, Shane. And I was like, that dog took a shit.
They found the pile. When did you find the pile?
Yeah, it was somebody went to get a beer in the other in the back room.
So
there was a pile of shit in there. And I was like,
oh, my God.
You fucking assholes. Maybe admit in front of all these hot girls I farted.
That's terrible. And then it just to be like.
It wasn't even like a, yeah, I farted. It was like a full interrogation. They're like, I know you farted. I was like, I swear to fucking God I didn't fart. I might have farted earlier.
You got trapped in my jeans.
Yeah. But thinking you were responsible for a dog shit. Dog shit.
I knew it wasn't me all along,
crazy.
Dude. I knew it wasn't me all along. Okay. I knew the dog shit smell.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I knew it wasn't me. I was like, that smells like dog shit.
Yeah.
They're like, did you fucking fart?
Dastardly, bro.
Yes, I farted. You
then
you were
exonerated.
We all fart.
Kind of, but,
yeah, but
then all the girls knew I was down there farting.
Yeah. So was every guy.
They had a hunch. Oh, since we last talked, I had a nightmare gig. I did the, did we talk last time I did the Texas show?
No. What happened?
I did the Texas.
Oh, you did it. You hosted
the NIL fund. Or like it was a fundraiser.
Yeah, it was
for
like a gala
Texas.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Dude, I had to go on the field, like a concert, like a stadium size, or like a concert stage.
Like a halftime show.
Yes. At the 50 yard line, there was probably, how many people do you think were there? Probably like, 1,000, maybe less, just at tables. It was just on the field. It was a dinner.
Oh, God.
And I had to MC the show. So I had to go on first. The sun was out. It was 900 degrees.
Oh.
People were just walking into the event, standing and talking.
Yeah. This was suits.
And they were
this
like,
was like suits and stuff.
Yeah. They were like, all right, go on, do 10 minutes of material. I was like, there's not one joke I have that can work here. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And Tony Hinchcliffe came with me, and I was like, I'm going to bring Tony on. And the guy was like, I guess word got around to the guys who set it up that Tony was going to go on. And they were all like, there's children here. I was like, there's fucking children here? You didn't tell me there are fucking children here.
You're about to go
on. Right before I go on, they're like, please don't fuck this up, dude. And I was like, all
right. They said right before you went
on?
Yeah,
yeah. The guy who runs it is very funny.
That's so
funny.
But he
was like, don't fuck. Come on, man. So I got on there. I tried one joke. Midway through, I was like, this is insane that I'm even trying this.
At least you were able to pull yourself out of that.
I just stopped.
I would have barreled
in. Just told everyone. I was like, this is insane that I'm up here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, I'll try a little Trump for him. I did 1 second of an impression, and I was like, what the fuck? Never mind. I'm not doing that. And I was like, my buddy's Tony's here. Let's bring up Tony. And we did like.
You're like, Tony, keep it clean. There's fucking kids.
Yeah, he started one. He started one that I knew the punchline. I was like, chill. On that one, next.
That must have been fun, though, to watch.
It was very fun. I genuinely had a good time. But there was
awesome.
It was funny.
Cold open's tough.
Vince
dude.
Young was there. He was in the front
no
row.
No way.
And it was his birthday. And I was like, Vince Young, I heard it's your birthday today. And he was like, yeah. I was like, how old are you, 41? More like Vince old.
That's pretty
folks.
Good. Folks. In the suit, too. That's so nice.
Yeah, it was.
You were wearing a suit?
No, I was wearing
business
a Texas polo and jeans, I think.
Oh, like, nice.
Yeah.
That's your suit.
That's as suited up as I get.
Did you guys raise a lot of money to get the kids to come and play football?
Yeah.
Good.
Now I got to do it for Notre Dame.
Oh, that'll shit. Be sick.
I got to raise money for the Irish, dude.
Now you know, too, the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring Sean out dressed like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It's not a bad
idea. It'll fill 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'll never. That was
go to Notre Dame dressed as a priest.
True.
That'd be sick.
Absolve people.
No, that'll be, dude. Master of ceremonies is nice.
Yeah,
I am not that.
I think you actually could be a decent master. No. I mean, yeah.
I just watched Eastbound and Down for a full week, so I was up there just doing Kenny Powers. That's good for all y'all to be here tonight. Like, just full, I had a Southern accent because I was nervous. No, it was a nightmare. And it was 100 fucking degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
thankfully
tough.
Brooks and Dunn cleaned up the mess.
Oh, dude. Shit. B&D came out?
Brooks and Dunn cleaned up the mess.
Well, hell, did you sing with them?
No.
Oh. They should have brought you up.
No, they'd all, the whole crowd had had enough.
The crowd's lighting you.
Yeah.
That's really hard to do.
Yeah, dude, it was old Texas billionaires and it was weird.
Yeah.
Crowd work's kind of out of the option too. Or
the whole thing. Just there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, you can't be like, what are you guys, married? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are old as hell. What are you, rich?
Me and my buddy Steven one time had to host a similar event for a hydrosyphilis benefit, which is waterhead situation.
Yeah. Hilarious.
And we were like, we were very young in stand-up. It was the middle of the day at like a playground in a hospital. And Steve's a very, very dirty black comic. And I was like, dude, let's get through this and get the, you know, $300. Yeah, it'll be awesome. And then we walk out and there was all these kids with like huge misformed heads. And Steve just started laughing. And then I started laughing. So we're up on stage like trying to two-man like auction off, you know, the raffle or whatever. And Steve just giggling the whole time.
That's really terrible.
It was really bad.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Especially with the giggles like that. There's no stopping.
Those are terrible
giggles.
Dude.
And it was us against the world and he's giggling. And I'm like, shut up. He would like nudge me and like point at one of the kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really
that's
bad.
Crazy, dude.
Yeah, it's literally what their whole organization's against.
Dude, I know.
Is
all
the
right?
Two bullies.
Yeah. Like, and I was not trying to bully. I was trying to raise money to buy them bigger hats or whatever.
Yeah. If you didn't know that was coming, if you walked onto stage and saw a whole room of that.
Mars, yeah. It's Mars Attacks.
It was Mars Attacks. Yeah,
they laughed. They laughed at your jokes.
It was so bad.
I mean, you're right. One. It's a horrible thing, but I could see just being young and get caught
being
off
caught
guard.
Off guard by that is
it would fucking
I would
crush
I would
me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was really like 24 hard. Years old. I had like 8 minutes that was good, and I couldn't say any of it up there.
How'd it go? How'd the gig go overall? Did you guys
settle
in?
It was good because we figured out a bit where Steve would talk, and I would get behind him and do funny faces, and then he would turn around, and I would freeze, and that worked with the kids.
That's awesome.
And then it just devolved into me slipping on like fake things. Like there was like a napkin on the ground, and I was like, let me get that. And I went and like tried to pick it up and slipped and fell back.
You guys did physical there slapstick.
We had to do something.
Yeah.
Slapstick's nice. A little...
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Stooge action.
That's better than what me and Tony did.
Yeah,
I told you I sang
and said,
before.
This sucks. This sucks. Sorry, I shouldn't be up here.
Yeah, I had to sing for a bunch of old Jewish ladies one time.
I remember that. Yeah, middle of the set, they were just like,
I was doing stand up at a podium in the back room of a diner, and I was like, you guys really dislike this. What else do you guys want? Like, sing a song. I was like, you got it, babe.
Yeah.
What'd you sing? Like.
L is for the way you look at me.
Awesome. Yeah.
Pretty tight.
I would have gone with Fly Me to the Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I felt pretty good. I left and I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad.
You're a showman.
Yeah. That might be the greatest showman.
Song and dance, man. Yeah.
I should have done that song. Did you ever see The Greatest Showman, the movie?
Yeah.
When the sharpest words want to cut me down. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You should
like
watch it.
It.
You would
no,
cry.
I don't
the
like
greatest
it.
Showman.
I
movie.
Will not cry.
The bearded lady would make you cry, dude.
No.
She would.
It's like looking in a mirror. Bearded lady.
That baseball, bro.
I know. Yeah. I'll be the fence. You be LeMaire. Yeah.
LeMaire, you think you can put it through the fence?
Yeah, I think I can.
LeMaire's brother.
I do think I can. No.
LeMaire's, that ball's going to hit the fence with an unsatisfying thud.
Yeah, you've been wrong about everything you've said
it's
you could do.
Explode
every single time.
We still got to play one-on-one b-ball. I heard you were talking smack that you could beat me in b-ball.
I think I could beat you, dude.
Well, Mary, you are, it's crazy. I could go right up one step. I'd be by you to the basket.
That's what you think, dude. I got good lateral movement.
What? You have surprisingly good lateral movement.
Yeah. Surprisingly good. Not good. Yeah. Not like, it's holy shit, I didn't think he could move.
Yeah. It's not like, wait, where did LeMaire go? Right.
You don't have anomalous movement.
I got enough to be defensive.
You seem defensive right
bro.
Now.
Bro.
Z's in the knees right now.
We haven't played any real basketball in that pool yet, and I got to say that.
Sam, I told you, I don't want that.
True. You and I are both hyper competitive, but we would have a nice time, and then after the game, we would shake hands and say,
"No, we
game.
Wouldn't. Whoever yes, we lost would be a giant pussy about it."
No,
you lost pig, and you haven't got it out of your head.
It did take me about 10 minutes to get over that, but we yeah. still had a nice time.
What was the score? Letter score?
I was up.
He was PI up PI on him.
Yeah,
got the PIG mm-hmm. and the prove it.
That's
not
right.
a big deal.
Yeah,
the unnecessary prove it. You're Brother. Like, you don't have to. I was like, I'm gonna prove it.
You did the yeah. ball never lies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're a hyper-competitive guy, so am I. It's fun to get in there.
I mean, we're just going to fight.
Yeah, but that'll feel good.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to feel good.
If you guys start fighting, LeMaire can just beam the fence with a baseball. Yeah.
Like hitting a pot.
You boys. And one day your neighbors look down into your house and see you guys squatting.
Yeah. And LeMaire is throwing a thud. 60-mile-an-hour pitch.
I'm floating face down in the pool. Yeah.
It's not going to be good.
Fuck, it would be like, what was that movie? I can't Gummy or Gummo? Or
Gummo, yeah.
Gummo. Your neighbor looks down, it's just a scene from Gummo. Yeah. Yeah. That movie was in Belly.
Yeah.
That was a movie DMX was watching on his projector and Belly was Gummo.
Oh, wow.
Did you ever watch Gummo?
With the kids, the weird-ass kids?
Yeah, dude.
No, I never saw it.
Fucked up. You should watch that.
It's haunting.
It's terrifying, dude.
Yeah. Why? What happened to
it? You gotta see it. I don't
wanna what happened? It. Just tell me. I'm never gonna watch
it's bleak, stylized white trash. It's in like Xenia, Ohio.
Yeah.
The Rust Belt. Everything's gone. It's just these kids like eating spaghetti in a bathtub and trying to have fun.
I think at one point they like someone pays to have he has like a disabled sister and he like yes. lets a guy have sex with his disabled sister for mm-hmm. money. They're like selling cats to like a restaurant, I believe. I don't
yeah,
know
exactly.
I don't know what kind of restaurant, but they do sell cats to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Forget what kind, and then they
could be any.
I think it was the Olive Garden.
I tell.
It was Fazoli's.
Movies. It's a cool movie to watch, but it's fucked. You watch it, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Harmony. Corrine. Was that Harmony Korine?
Mm-hmm.
What's his ass up to?
It's all in Heat Vision.
He made a Thermal Vision.
Yes,
classic?
He made a Thermal Vision space saga. Yeah, it's.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like this guy is making shit for dickheads to watch.
A little bit. Yeah, he did Spring yeah. Breakers.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah. Yes.
And he also wrote Kids.
Okay.
And I thought Kids was like a very important film to me.
And then what was that one? Moondog or?
He did Julian Donkey Boy.
Beach Bum. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie was sick.
Beach
as fuck.
Bum ruled.
Beach Bum was sick.
It made me want to get drunk outside so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Heat Vision. Yeah. Doesn't take Vision much. Sci-fi.
Oh, the sun's out.
Yeah. Heat Vision sci-fi could be a misstep.
It was not good, but it's definitely like a piece of art. I saw it.
That's what I mean.
Did you ever hear about the sister, the movie that no one will bankroll the Wachowski sisters to make?
No.
It's called Cobalt Neural 9.
What is it?
It's a sci-fi story that happens like hundreds of years after Earth, but it's also like tethered to like a story of two gay soldiers in Afghanistan.
Whoa.
Wait. Where what happens?
There's like, it's like a futuristic society that somehow it's like jumping back and forth between like a gay love story and like the Afghan American war, and then like this future sci-fi thing. And I don't know what the story's really about. Other
just
than
keeps
these two gay soldiers
guys fucking
just jumping back and forth.
Oh.
It's just so funny because they wanted like $20 million, and every studio was like, "No, dude,
no,
dude,
Wachowski's not.
Wachowski's no more.
Mm-hmm. You're done."
They're like, this is going to be the next Matrix.
It's not.
It's just such a funny title, Cobalt Neural 9.
Yeah.
I think there's more to it. I'm probably not doing it justice, but it was
probably.
It was just very funny.
If that's the elevator pitch, I understand why it wasn't made. Yeah.
But no, apparently the Matrix obviously was a smash hit, but after every movie after the Matrix, I don't think they ever pulled it off. But the animated Matrix they did was very sick. They did the Animatrix.
Yeah, O'Connor loves that show.
That was pretty cool.
That's O'Connor's favorite thing.
Yeah, I just heard about that recently. It's actually pretty sick. But other than that, like I think they just like worked on other people's movies.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't really have to do shit after the Matrix. You done did it.
Yeah, you can hang up your jersey after the
Matrix.
I'm
not hating it at all. The
Matrix hang up your dick.
Fucking nasty.
Yeah. And then copy your sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of y'all? That would have been me as the doctor.
It also adds
both
mystique.
Of y'all.
Yeah, true. It adds a mystique, though, to the
it
Matrix.
It sure does.
And the directors just yeah. fully went into the Matrix themselves. You're just yeah. like, whoa, yeah. what even is real?
Mm-hmm. They unplugged.
Whoa. Did they have penile removal surgery?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never
I didn't even know it was them.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though I think Matt had told me 15 times.
Yeah, it's, that was something that for real blew my mind. The first time I heard that, I was like, that is not true. The people who do The Matrix did not both become girls. And my brother was like, look it up.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, you're fucking lying to me.
Yeah.
It didn't happen. I Googled it. And I was like, what the
fuck? It got me on the HBO. I was searching, and it was like great female directors. I was like, there's no way a lady wrote The Matrix.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly they stole that from a black woman.